people want to have it all. 32. What is your idea of mastery? Having the experience to know what you want to do, the vision to see how to do it, the courage to work with what you're given, and the skill to execute that first impulse, all so you can take bigger chances. 33. What is your greatest dream? To be paid on the same level as professional athletes and pop stars. This would mean I live in a world where dance is as popular as soccer or rock and roll. If the luckiest people in the world are the ones who get paid for doing what they would otherwise do for free, I'm already lucky, but I'm an optimist. My greatest dream is always to be luckier. Chapter 4. Harness Your Memory. When Homer composed the Iliad and Odyssey, he was drawing on centuries of history and folklore, handed down by oral tradition. When Nicolas Poussin painted the Rape of the Sabine Women, he was recreating Roman history. When Marcel Proust dipped his Petite Madeleine into his tea, the taste and aroma set off a flood of memories and emotions from which modern literature has still not recovered. There are as many forms of memory as there are ways of perceiving, and every one of them is worth mining for inspiration. Memory, as we most frequently think of it, encompasses every fact and experience that we can call up at will from our cranial hard drives. We all have this in varying abundance. It's the skill that lets us store away the vital and seemingly trivial data and images and experiences of our lives. I say vital and seemingly trivial, but I really don't distinguish between the two. To some people, vital information is their best friend's phone number. To someone else, it's the lyrics of the catalog aria from Don Giovanni, or Rick's airport speech from Casablanca, or a recipe for couscous. I spend a lot of time worrying about memory. One of the horrors of growing older is the certainty that you will lose memory and that the loss of vocabulary or incident or imagery is going to diminish your imagination. As a result, I try to give my memory a workout, training it to keep it sharp. When I watch a rehearsal or performance of one of my dances, I strive to remember the first 12 to 14 notes or corrections I want to discuss with the cast without writing them down. That's my limit, 12 to 14 notes. Which is nothing to sneeze at. Most people can't recall much more than 3 notes in any context. Think about the last lecture you heard, or a business meeting you attended, or a book you had to read. How many of the important takeaway points could you recall if you didn't memorialize them in writing? I don't just try to remember the notes in an unconnected list. I sort them in my mind by category. Remembering comments I want to make performer by performer or scene by scene, remembering them by associating them with space, time, and music. The act of categorizing serves as a memory aid itself, as does ticking off the notes on my fingers. If I know that I have 14 notes, I'll be able to recall them through the associated muscle memory of the finger gestures as I count them out. I work a lot faster if I can walk into rehearsal the next day and rattle off my changes to the performers off the top of my head instead of consulting some pieces of paper. It also gives me authority. Think about the last time you were the only person in a room who remembered a salient fact. What did that do for your credibility at that precise moment? Memory has that power. But thinking of memory only in this way is simplistic. It shrinks our minds down to the size and sophistication of a personal computer, a machine defined and priced by how much it can remember and how quickly it can retrieve information. Creativity has little to do with this kind of memory. If it did, the most creative people would have hair-trigger memories of photographic proportions, and our artists would all be found slaughtering the competition on Jeopardy. Just because you can recite Shakespeare's sonnets from memory doesn't mean you have the poetic spark to write a sonnet of your own. creativity is more about taking the facts, fictions, and feelings we store away and finding new ways to connect them. What we're talking about here is metaphor. Metaphor is the lifeblood of all art, if it is not art itself. Metaphor is our vocabulary for connecting what we're experiencing now with what we have experienced before. It's not only how we express what we remember, it's how we interpret it for ourselves and others. When Shakespeare's Macbeth asserts in 11 quick lines that life is a brief candle, that life is a walking shadow, that life is a poor player, and finally, that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. We take his meaning immediately because we can call up memories of candles, of shadows, of players, and of tales told by idiots. This is how lines written 400 years ago connect with us today. They not only play on our memory, they rely on it. Metaphor, as Cynthia Ozick writes, transforms the stage into the familiar. This is the rule even of the simplest metaphor. Homer's wine-dark sea, for example. If you know wine, says the image, you will know the sea. If all art is metaphor, then all art begins with memory. The ancient Greeks knew this. In their origin myths, they cite Mnemosyne, the goddess of memory, as the mother of the nine muses. To fully appreciate the authority of memory, you need to appreciate the more exotic forms of memory lurking on the fringes. You remember much more than you may think you do, in ways you haven't considered. Muscle memory is one of the more valuable forms of memory, especially to a performer. It's the notion that after diligent practice and repetition of certain physical movements, your body will remember those moves years, even decades after you cease doing them. In the dance world, muscle memory comes into play every day. We couldn't survive without it. Unlike musicians or actors who have sheet music and scripts to study, dancers have nothing written down. It's all in their heads and bodies. We'd have to start rehearsal from step one every day if our muscles didn't remember. What's amazing is how long dancers' bodies retain the information.